There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited here to take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that you'd like, though we started this, the show out tonight with a disturbing story about some elementary schoolers, maybe around 11 or 10 or 11 years old, being searched very intimately because apparently, well, allegedly, one of them was pooping in the gym.
Someone has been pooping in the gym.
Yeah, it could have been a teacher. I mean, we don't know who was pooping in the gym. Apparently, they did not catch the culprit, by the way, from what I understand.
I haven't found any information about the culprit being caught.
They searched over a dozen students' pants, having them drop their pants, presumably search either their, you know, their tighty-whities for
nether
stains or their actual butt cracks. I don't know what exactly they were looking for, but that's what they did. And they didn't find the culprit. So that led to a conversation about, well, you know, Mark, how would you feel about this? And, of course, your son isn't in government school, so you're fortunate
and he's
that
not
this
11.
Isn't going to happen. And he's 6 or 7, or almost 7 years old. And you said that you would be okay with someone you trusted, like a teacher, searching your son's pants.
I don't know what searching means, but
looking down,
helping
looking at your son's
I said helping him with bathroom issues is what is like the terminology.
It was in the context of them dropping trow in front of them, and you were totally fine with that, which I and a number of our callers have found disturbing. Although there have been a couple of callers who've aligned with you on this one, and I have to say I'm shocked, Mark. You know, I came into this conversation presuming that we'd be on the same page on this.
I am on the same page with you. I think that this is an unacceptable use of power in this circumstance.
No. You're dodging. You're dodging, and you're twisting what you said earlier in this circumstance. But what you said was okay was if the kids were 6 or 7 years old, you'd be totally fine with it.
I don't think 6 or 7 year olds have the same shame that
this isn't about
inculcated
shame. This
into
is about
them.
Teaching your kids as a parent that it's not a good idea to strip naked for people that aren't, you know, your parents or the doctor or something in some situation like that. But John held through the news patiently to talk to you about this, Mark. John, you're on Free Talk Live again. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Mark, I mean, like I said before the news came on, if your kid is out in the playground and this total stranger that you don't know and you don't even know he's talking to him pulls him to the side and asks him, I think I smell poop. I need to check your pants. Will you pull your pants down? Would you be all right with that?
Because obviously I wouldn't be, because I wouldn't. This is about trust. I've been very clear that this is about trust.
How can you trust some? Go ahead, John.
What I'm trying to say though is, you said you have not had this conversation with your son. Where is that point? You need to scare your son to the point that he don't need or want to talk to strangers of any type, and he needs to feel uncomfortable. Was a fact of, regardless of who it is that's not related to him, asking to pull his pants down, has it not been an okay thing?
Yeah, I don't want him to be scared of strangers. I don't want him to be frightened of them and think that they're going to do terrible, horrible things to him.
No. I don't want you to misunderstand me on that.
Okay.
I'm not saying scared of strangers. I'm saying to be alert enough, and I'm not taking anything away from you is raising your child, because that's your business. That's nobody else's business. But you should make your child alert enough to let him know that, you know, certain things around certain people are not allowed.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have that conversation when he's really sort of going out on his own and doing things. Currently, the most he's done
beforehand.
I'm sorry, what's that?
What if something like this happens before you have a chance to have that conversation and he's not sure, but wait, you know, he's an adult. I've always been taught to respect my adults, so maybe I should pull my pants down for this person.
Mm. Well, how's it going to happen if I'm there?
Are you there right now? He's in Florida.
Are you always 24/7 around your child to protect him?
Most of the time, when he's here in New Hampshire, most of the time he's got a parent or a grandparent around him. Yes.
But it takes that 5 seconds at a playground for somebody to abduct a child.
abduct? Well, I mean, there's nothing he could do about an abduction anyway. I mean, if somebody picks my son up, he's gonna start hollering anyway.
Well, to me, what happened in this school is almost, to me, the same thing, because I'd be going to that school whipping somebody's butt if they did that to my child.
So to you, John, it doesn't matter what the age is, right? Mark seemed to be making some kind of discrepancy between the age. I say it's inappropriate whether they're 5, 10, or 15. I mean, it's inappropriate to ask a child or even a teenager to disrobe in front of someone.
Inappropriate because public schools... And God bless you for not being, to have the ability to be able to homeschool your child. Public schools are known across the United States to have teachers that do things with students that don't need to be done.
Yeah, I think that's a big discrepancy here is the trust issue. Many people don't trust government schools, and probably for good reason. I don't either, but I'm just, not going to send my kid to one.
Well, again, I'll bring it up again. When my parents told me that you don't get to show your private parts to anybody but the doctor or mom or dad, they didn't include my uncle in that, not because they didn't trust him, but because that's just none of his business. That's not an appropriate...
When do you think that conversation was had?
I was pretty young. I don't know at what age, but
you certainly seem to remember it. I barely remember anything from being 6 years old.
I think my parents were concerned. They wanted to help keep me safe from somebody that might try to take advantage of me. Now, thankfully, no one ever did. But if they had, I would have known, hey, well, you're not the doctor, so sorry, you don't get to see me take my pants off. That's not going to happen. Except for the next neighbor.
An uncle, a cousin, anybody could, say, hey, I smell something or...
We don't have that many relatives. It's the truth.
Okay, Mark. Hey, John, I want to thank you for the call tonight. I think you've been very reasonable and appreciate the perspective.
Thanks.
Yep, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Darlene. She's in Columbia, South Carolina. Hello, Darlene.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, good. You're on with Ian and Mark on Free Talk Live.
Okay, I was just calling to respond to the issue that you all was talking about.
Please.
To me, it really doesn't have logic to it because at that age, when children go into the bathroom, they're not wipe if they have a bowel movement, they're not wiping themselves good anyway. Okay.
Right. So you're not going to know. Right. So if you even pulling down their pants is what happened in this gym, that's not going to necessarily give you evidence of who the culprit was.
Exactly. Besides the point, I really think it's very inappropriate for them to be checking children behinds and underwear. Why don't they call the child parent and have the parent come to the school and then go from there? But they shouldn't be pulling down children's underwear. That is ridiculous.
Yep. About anything's a better solution than what they did.
Or keep the gym locked until there's a teacher there who can be in there monitoring and might actually notice if a kid goes behind the bleachers and cops a squat. I mean, and we don't know where the poop was found. Maybe it was right in the middle of the gym floor. I mean, who knows how brazen this person was.
And regardless whether a child is homeschooled, public school, private school, no school, a child needs to know what's going on in this world. Because if you leave a child going and not knowing what's going to happen or may happen, I mean, you're leaving a child hanging for anything to happen to him. Mark, I want you to talk to your child, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Thanks for the call, Darlene. Good advice. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Another piece of advice my parents gave me that was memorable was you don't get in cars with strangers either, with people that you don't know, people who aren't expecting to pick you up. Now, again, I don't know that I had this conversation
with my parents. I really don't know that this conversation was
I think they dropped the ball with you.
If we want to look at who had more sexual problems with people when they were younger, it'd be you, not me.
Right? Any problems.
Well,
no one molested me.
You experimented with somebody older than you significantly earlier
when
than I did.
I was young. Okay. Yeah, I did. But so that's okay.
You think your parents would have been all right with that?
I really don't know. That was none of their damn business what I was doing.
Yeah.
But that person wasn't in a position of authority over me or anything like that.
Age kind of
was it a stranger?
Age kind of makes authority.
It was my next door neighbor, and we were friends. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I don't think kids should be scared or prevented from going out into the world, but giving them a couple baseline pieces of advice, like don't get into cars with people you don't know, and also don't drop your pants for people that you know or don't know.
I think that's good advice when they're going out in the world.
More coming up here in moments, 855 453. You can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
PD stopped eating and all his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, scratched incessantly. There was hair all over. I heard a radio advertisement for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil.
The seaweed, the kelp.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Within 2 weeks, the shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days, and Sundance's coat was starting to get shiny and glossy the way it had when she was a puppy.
Tons of energy, no more bad smells.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching, the phone number for Dynavite is 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. You can dial toll-free here to bring up whatever you'd like at 855-450-FREE. Also talking about a disturbing story out of Texas at a government school where some elementary schoolers were forced, or they, I don't know if they were forced, but they were told to, and of course the teachers in a position of so-called authority over these kids, so they took their pants off as the teachers were looking for evidence of a mystery pooper in the gym. And there are some different opinions about this on the show here tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE if you want to share yours. Plus, if you care about online privacy, not just your real-life privacy, you need to know about ProXPN. It's like pants for the Internet. Global virtual private network. That's what it actually is. They encrypt your data connection, so your internet service provider cannot snoop on you anymore. And they probably are logging the websites you're visiting, the search terms you're entering. They may be keeping those logs.
Searching your butt crack for the feces of the internet.
Your digital butt crack. At least you can protect yourself in this way. There are other ways you should protect yourself online. ProXPN is one step of a few really good ones that you should take. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. Once you get started with their free software that you can download for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, or even Android devices, once you get started, you will be protected from the snoopings of your internet service provider, or maybe you're at an internet coffee shop or something like that, and the administrator there is also logging what you're doing. You never know. ProXPN protects you from all of that. Plus, if you're a Linux user, there's an easy way to get ProXPN working for you, too. So go to proxpn.com/FTL. And then when you're ready to upgrade for their premium account with unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access, and you can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites with it, you can use code FTL50 to get a 50% off of the annual account price, which is a heck of a deal. It brings the price down to around $5 per month, and that savings is locked in for the lifetime of your account. So when you're ready to renew a year later, you'll get the same great deal. It's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits at all. So go to proxpn.com/FTL, and don't forget promo code FTL50 to get a great discount on privacy that's priceless. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts here. Phil is listening in Norfolk, Virginia. Phil, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Welcome. You're listening to WNIS. Go ahead, sir.
All right. First of all, I think the teacher was completely wrong by doing what he did or she did. I think people are overlooking the whole thing. If it only happened one time, I think maybe it was a kid. But seeing that it happened multiple times, I really think it's an adult that may have a problem with that gym teacher.
That's a good point, and I had suggested earlier that it could be an adult, and the fact that it is being done so consistently, I think you're right, may be evidence of that. But then again, the size of the bowel movement might also be evidence, don't you think?
Well, you know what? They always say, you see those commercials on TV for those probiotics, they say the kids have larger bowel movements than adults do.
I didn't know that. I had not.
Because,
I don't have kids.
Because they
so
haven't had the stuff to clog up the actual intestinal walls.
You think there's any truth to that, Mark?
Excuse me?
I'm asking Mark here if he thinks there's any truth.
No, I was. I've produced more sizable production.
You've compared
as an adult.
You've compared.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Phil. Anything else you want to share?
I just don't see a kid of that age being that vindictive. That sounds more like an adult that has an anger issue with that gym teacher.
Thanks for the call tonight, Phil. I appreciate the speculation. Let's talk to Terrence. He's listening in Madison, Wisconsin, to the mic, 92.1 WXXM. Hey, Terrence.
Hey, guys. I'd just like to chime in on this subject. I'm sorry, I'm breathing a little heavy. I'm just walking here.
Sure.
My kids, I belong to a religious group which views the naked human form as something that's sacred and, that shouldn't be necessarily hidden. So I guess I have a little bit of a different perspective, and I think it's all situational. I mean, we go to a festival every year that's clothing optional. And
that's great. I think that's great. I want to make it clear. I don't have a problem with nakedness, and I think that if you want to take your kids to a nudist festival or live in a nudist camp or send them to a nudist school, I think that's fully within your purview. But go ahead with your story.
So I guess my general point is, when we started going to this festival, we had a conversation with them about, it's appropriate there at that festival for that to happen. It's appropriate in the locker room at the gym when they're changing before they get ready to jump in the pool, you know, but it's not appropriate, you know, in other circumstances, you know, in any other circumstance. And I think, yeah, trust has something to do with it if they are, like, at a neighbor's house or, you know, at a relative's house. Then it's more about, do you trust this person? And you can have those individual conversations. But to me, it's not really about, you know, who's doing it. It's about where it's being done and in what context. You know, and again, at the festival, it's an appropriate context. And it's, you know, something, you know, beautiful and worth celebrating. But, you know, in a school, not an appropriate context.
I'm with you there, Terrence. Good call tonight. Appreciate
you. Go to public school, so, you know.
I appreciate hearing from you. Thanks for the call tonight, Terrence. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Gene, the Christian anarchist, is on the line in Tennessee. Hello, Gene.
Greetings, guys.
Hey there.
Just thought I'd switch gears and talk about the direction that the medical field is going, since that kind of affects everybody.
You're a bit of an expert in this area.
Well, I don't know about an expert, but my wife's a doctor, and I'm the administrator of our practice.
All right. What's happening out there?
The trend is continuing. Obamacare is just another extension of Medicare. So basically, they've just added more people to the Medicare rolls or, you know, through the private parties or Medicare supplement replacement type plans. So it's basically cutting the cost of reimbursements to all of the practitioners. And in the same instance, they're adding more burdens for the practitioner to do in order to bill for the same codes, because all the billing is done by codes. And so if you have a code for a regular type office visit, the reimbursement through Medicare might be $65. Now, a lot of these replacement plans might be a couple of dollars more. They might give you $68, $69, whatever. But what they're doing now through all these things, they're adding more steps that the doctor has to go through in order to bill for the same code.
Yeah, they're adding office workers because the doctor doesn't have time to do this stuff, so they have to offload it to somebody. And they're, you know, basically creating another level of paper.
So more bureaucracy, more overhead for doctor's offices.
Yes, we have 20 people working in our office. We've got 20 people.
How many doctors?
We have, my wife's the only doctor. We have one full-time nurse practitioner and two part-time nurse practitioners, so they're kind of like junior doctors. So they can see patients as well.
So basically there's three doctors, let's just call it three doctors.
And a bunch of paper pushers.
And 22, did you say?
About 20. 20 altogether, counting those three. So about 17 others.
17 paper pushers for three doctors. It's ridiculous. I mean, gone are the days when a doctor could do their job and have somebody handle the office.
Right, and gone are the days when you might actually have a chance to have a doctor, you know, do a house call or something like that. And it's always been the case that there's been a tremendous compliance load. And so what you're saying is it's getting worse. Thanks, Gene,
ridiculous.
For the call. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. And, of course, that's just going to result in more doctors just throwing up their hands in frustration and saying, you know what, I could be out shooting, you know, on the links, shooting holes with golf or whatever you call it. I've never done golf, except for mini golf. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. You can talk to us about the main issue on the show here tonight. So far, it's been the privacy of your children, whether they're in government school or wherever. I don't think it's appropriate, whether it's the YMCA or a private school or anything like that, for what happened in a elementary school in Texas to happen. And what happened was there was some gym teacher who decided to essentially strip search, had a bunch of kids drop their pants in elementary school to search and see if they were the culprit of the of being the person who had been leaving some poops in the gym. And over some sort of time period, there were a number of poops that were left on the gym floor in some manner. We don't know where in the gym, but the teacher decided that the appropriate way to deal with this would be to inspect the crevices of the students, and I don't think that's okay. You're welcome to share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. Mark said that if it were a younger group of students, that he'd be totally fine with it, if, you know, if it were 6 or 7 year olds, but for some reason, because they were older, you don't think it was okay. I don't think it's okay no matter how old the kids are. I think it's entirely inappropriate. Your thoughts again are welcome here. And you've probably heard about Bitcoin. Maybe even heard about blockchains. What does it all mean for you? you can head to the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference. We're going to be there at the Moody Theater in downtown Austin on March 28th and 29th. We had a great time at the Texas Bitcoin Conference last year, and I'm excited to go this year because I think it's going to be even better. I mean, obviously, the second year you run a conference, you iron out some of the kinks from the first year. And I think the major kink, if there was a kink at the first edition of this, it was that it wasn't in downtown Austin. This time it's going to be right in the heart of downtown Austin, and you are not going to want to miss it. There are going to be some awesome keynote speakers, including world-famous investor, economist, and author George Gilder, plus IBM's architect of their blockchain technology, Adept Sambala Nair, will be flying in from India. David Johnston will be there, Jason King, Robert Murphy, Vitalik Buterin, Charlie Shrem, and other speakers are still being lined up. It's the biggest Bitcoin event going, and especially since the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference will also be hosting the second $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon. If you want a glimpse into the future, going even beyond Bitcoin, you'll want to be in Austin, Texas, March 28th and 29th. You go to TexasBitcoinConference.com, get your tickets, use code FTL when you're checking out, and you'll get a $25 discount off the already very affordable $150 admission price. So knock $25 off of that by using code FTL. Plus, another $25 of the admission will be donated to Sean's Outpost with every ticket purchase when you use the code FTL. So you get a great price on a one-of-a-kind event, and you're also helping Sean's Outpost with their outreach and assistance to the homeless. Free Talk Live, again, was in attendance last year. We'll be there again broadcasting live this year. We look forward to seeing you March 28th and 29th here in 2015. TexasBitcoinConference.com. Get your tickets now and use code FTL to be a part of the future. As we go to your calls and thoughts, Mandy is listening in Myrtle Beach. Mandy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, Ian and Mark.
Hey, Mandy.
I just want to chime in. I caught you guys while I was driving home, and I agree with both of you, actually. But the main question is the generation gap and the cultural gap.
What do you mean? Tell me about this cultural gap and generation gap as you see it.
You kind of have to question the teacher that was asking them to pull down the pants. I mean, how old is he? Back in the day, we used to get hit when we were in trouble in school on the hands.
Yeah. The principal at my school had a piece of driftwood, polished up. He was proud of it.
Exactly. I'm originally from Hawaii, and a lot of kids knew their teachers, not personally. I mean, you know, driving by, it was a small island. So parents expected other parents to watch out for their kids, to clean them up, to tell them get home when they saw they were messing up.
And maybe so discipline. I mean, I've certainly seen communities where it's like that.
That's right. So the cultural is a little bit different. So you have to question, is this teacher not from Texas? Are they actually from Hawaii where he's used to watching other kids and cleaning them up and babying them and making sure that they're doing right? Or the generation part. So that was just my opinion on it. So there is no right or wrong answer. It's just look into what you guys are actually trying to research as far as the teacher wise and why he did it. Then, of course, you come out here to the mainland and you got some sickos. I mean, I am flabbergasted half the time when I see that teachers are dating students. Really? Get a grip. You know?
That's crazy.
Thanks, Mandy, for your call tonight. I do appreciate it. Let's talk to Bill. He's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Hello, Bill.
Hello. Well, guys, hey, a great show.
Thanks.
I got a comment on this poop in the gymnasium.
Yes, sir.
Being a doctor and with four young kids, you know, it got my attention. Someone goes to pull my children's pants down, and I want to know why. And so I was just reading an article about a city in Indianapolis. It's called Carmel, Indiana. Are you guys familiar?
Carmel? No.
Carmel, Indiana. Well, they have a problem with poop there, but they have it's a problem with their doggy park. And so what they do is it's kind of against the law to have your dog's poop in the doggy park and leave it there.
Mm-hmm.
And so when that happens, they collect a sample of the poop. And they run a DNA scan on it, and they find the owner of the dog.
How do they find the owner of the dog?
They have all the dog's DNA. They get a sample of the dog's DNA.
Oh, my goodness.
So do they pay for these DNA tests through the membership or something?
You find them, and then you also have to pay for the test.
Right. Okay. So when they find the culprit, that covers the cost of the DNA test.
Okay.
Correct. Yes. So, you know, if you think about that, maybe it's a stretch to think that a teacher would make that kind of, you know, thought. But it occurred to me that maybe they're just not that smart, or they really want to look in the kids' pants. That might be inflammatory, but
I think you could be right about that on either case, and that's a concern that I have. And what, regardless of the reason for it, I don't care what their reason was. It was inappropriate. Don't you agree, Bill?
I agree. I mean, you know, that's over the line, and there are other ways to figure that out.
Thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you with the medical perspective on the issue, Bill.
I would say that if you give the DNA of your dog out to, you know, a government dog park or whatever, that's probably put together by the community. The government probably didn't even want to do that, but, you know, enough people demanded it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get caught, I guess, not cleaning up after your dog. I think sometimes, you know, there's just mistakes are made. You just don't see what happens.
You aren't watching the entire time.
You know, you let your dog go someplace and they squat when you're not paying attention, or whatever you call that kind of humped over thing dogs do when they go poop.
Hunch.
They hunch.
It's so funny.
And you miss it, right? Like,
yeah.
I would feel bad for a person. I don't know what the fine is, including the DNA test or whatever. I would feel bad for
a couple $100 would be my guess.
Man, that's steep for missing it.
There's a DNA test now for dogs that I just found out about recently. I think it's called Wisdom something or other. Anyway, it's like $70, $60 or $70, and that'll tell you the kind of the DNA history, what your dog's made of, that kind of thing.
Well. Hopefully they're getting a bulk discount or something like that. I think that's too steep for in a dog park, but dog poop being left in a dog park, right? Like, this is where the dogs are. People aren't out there playing ultimate frisbee or something, right?
Yeah, that's true. You should be watching out there.
You know, I mean, it might help get people to patrol the dog park generally and just pick up whatever's there hoping that other people do it, and in case your dog got, you know, missed.
It does seem like a lot of effort to go through to identify an errant poop in the dog park.
In a dog park.
Yeah.
But it's just dead wrong not to clean up after your dog. No doubt.
I would not defend that at all. But at the same time, I don't like the idea of having to give up a sample of DNA of my dog to the state. I don't like the idea of having to license a dog with the state. And here in New Hampshire, that is one of the problems that we have here, is that there is a dog licensing law at the statutory level, at the state level, that authorizes towns, if they wish, to go through the licensing process. I don't think the towns are mandated.
But many of them use that opportunity as a fundraising method.
So 855, 450, free. And of course, if you don't do it, then they might steal your dog from you. Because, well, that's what governments do. They threaten and they use violence and steal things. 855, 450, free. You can take control here on Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market.
Making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing. To be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here. 855-450-FREE is the number. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. The live Saturday edition continues with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
And don't forget to join us again at freetalklive.com. You can also get on the phones with us here via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm, talking about a disturbing story out of Texas where one school gym teacher has demanded, and apparently to some level of success, gotten students to drop their pants after someone allegedly left a deuce or two on the gym floor. And the idea was purportedly to try to identify who the culprit was, which, by the way, wasn't even successful, apparently. So we really still don't know who the culprit was. But beyond that, it's a disturbing issue that, you know, this happened at all. The school superintendent did point out that he didn't agree with this and that some sort of disciplinary action would be taken. But there's been a variety of opinions on the air here tonight, though I think the majority of folks calling in are definitely taking the sensible side of this and saying this is inappropriate.
That it was the gym teacher just trying to cover for their own vandalism?
Well, I don't know who did it, but there was a theory earlier that it was actually an adult who was pooping on the gym floor, and I think that's an interesting theory. But the disturbing position, Mark, that you had taken earlier was that if this were a group of 6 or 7 year olds, that you didn't think that that would necessarily be a problem to do this. And thankfully, a number of people have called in to basically say that you are crazy on this issue and that it's entirely inappropriate for somebody in that position to do that to students.
If I didn't trust somebody to take care of my son's, you know, excrement issues, that person wouldn't be taking care of my son for that period of time during the day. Like, that's part of the deal. I either trust you that much or I don't.
Yeah, well, that's great, Mark. But a lot of people go to send their kids to government school, and they really don't know the people who are taking care of them. And whether or not you trust someone to handle those issues, I don't think means that you should necessarily be leaving them alone with kids and having them take their pants off. That just seems pretty weird to me. But let's go to you and your thoughts. Brian is listening in Huntsville, Alabama, to WBHP. Hello, Brian.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. And I think totally 100% out of line. That question, does anybody know that it was human scat or dung on there? But you were talking about dog parks.
Yeah.
About dogs poop. What if you got a big dog? And what if just a kid decides to take it in and dump it on the floor?
That's a good point. Oh. Throw it in a plastic bag and then take it into the school.
Yeah, this was when they couldn't find the evidence of any kid pooping there. Then I kind of wondered, because this is clearly, it seems to me, this is some kind of stunt. And if it's a stunt, are they actually pooping there, or are they just bringing it in?
Well, I mean, for many, many moons, people have taken dog poop or cow patties, stuck them in bags, and lit them on fire in people's porches.
Yep.
It sounds to me that it'd be much more, well, as juvenile as it would be, they are juveniles, to just bag up some doggy Duke and dump it on the floor and run.
Indeed. Believable.
I do not think this gym teacher, unless he's proven that it's human, I don't think he did his homework before he did this. And even if he did, no, you don't look at my kid's butt.
I'm with you, Brian. Thanks for the call tonight. Good call. Thanks for making it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've got Jim. He's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Hey, Jim.
Hey, how are you doing?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Just a quick question. What was the outcome? Did they find anything?
Negative.
Yeah, nothing we can tell.
Nothing? Okay. And there was no touching? It was just a visual inspection?
Not clear.
I understand it.
Presumably just visual.
Okay, there's really nothing wrong with that.
You okay with that?
If a person did it, it may be termed for doing something again.
So just to be clear, you're all right with a teacher at school demanding that your 10-year-old drop his or her pants in front of them for an inspection?
Sure.
I don't believe it.
Does it bother you that, this was more than a dozen kids? Does it bother you that at least 11, at the very least, if there's a dozen kids, 11 of them are not guilty and had to, deal with this ignominy?
They proved their innocence. They didn't. All they did was prove innocent.
Jim, thanks for your call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Alma in Tallahassee, listening to WVFT. FM. Hello, Alma.
Hey, parents should have been called in immediately before all it happened. Just put them over to the side and call the parents.
Doesn't that seem a little excessive? I mean, to call in all the parents because someone who is unknown.
I don't know. This is really freaky to me. I don't know kids like that, and I don't want to.
I would, if I were a parent, first of all, I wouldn't be sending my kids to government school. But secondly,
I homeschooled my last child because I've been through the school system. I'm 60. When my brother was in the first grade and I was in the second, he had a bad habit of wetting himself. And they called me in to change him myself. They wouldn't do it. They handed me clothes, and I went into the boys' bathroom and changed him. But I can tell you, my youngest daughter, which she'll be 40 this week, in the third grade, she was locked up in a closet at school. School is crazy.
Yeah, that's not okay. I agree with you. There's some really disturbing stuff that goes on for punishments
at government
school. Well,
we don't know who's watching your children.
That much is true.
That's a good reason to. There are all kinds of good reasons to not send your kids to government school.
I can tell you.
Yeah.
And the same daughter, she had a real bad problem. I didn't know what was wrong with her. She had to go to the bathroom. I kept writing notes. Let her go to the bathroom when she needed to. She was in middle school.
Mm-hmm.
Come to find out, she had to have a major operation. She had some female problems. And I had tied up with these people. I have tied up with people so much that when I had my son at 38, I said, he will not go to government school. Oh, it's a bad thing.
Good for you, Alma, and thank you for the call tonight. Let's continue. Because I agree with you. I mean, if if you've got kids, really do everything you can to keep them out of government schools, not just because this could happen, but there's all kinds of reasons why not to send kids.
Well, honestly, I went to private school part of the time, and
I'm not a huge fan of that either.
I didn't find any real any big difference other than they talk about the Bible in the school I went to. Like, there just wasn't that much difference. Now, you had when there's 600 students in the school and everybody pays a tuition, you're a valuable customer at that point, and so your opinion has more weight than if you're a parent of a child who's in high school and there's 2,000 kids in the high school and then you don't like how they've treated it. It's like, so what? All of these all these inmates will treat them how we wish. I mean, there's not much you can do except compare school to prison in many ways.
I would be willing to bet that a private school might be a little more stringent in how they handle this situation. It sounds like this gym teacher is going to get maybe a verbal lashing over this issue. They might issue a memo or something like that. And maybe that person would be a lost, it might be a lost job at a private school.
I think they probably talked to the parents of the kids that were involved in this and ask them what they wanted done.
That's not a bad idea.
Because, I don't know how my gym teacher would have handled this from the private school, but he was kind of a rough customer. He was stern, I guess is the best term I can come up with him. And so, wouldn't surprise me, but I mean, people loved this guy, right? Like, he won basketball games, and the parents just loved him. So I don't know if he did this, what they would say in those circumstances.
We got Dave. He's in Poughkeepsie, New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Dave.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
What's on your mind tonight, Dave?
I am pretty much pissed off at a certain company. It's called Shadow Shopper. I've been trying to get a job with them for, like, I don't know how long, because, I'm just like, when I've been emailing them in big, large, red font, angry letters. I want to know how much am I going to be paid per hour? And the guy always too funny, like, oh, this company pays. I'm like, no. I want to know how much I'm going to be paid per hour.
There's no wonder why they're not giving you a job. You're being an a-hole.
Because I need a job, whatever, because I'm looking for a job.
You don't
whatever,
get a job by pressuring somebody into giving it to you. You don't get a job by writing them in large red font, yelling at them, and demanding to know why it is you haven't gotten the job yet.
I want to know how much I'm going to be paid per hour. Because
you're not going to get paid anything. I hate to break this to you.
Because I want to know how much, if I'm going to work with them, I want to know how much I'm going to be paid per hour.
Dave, newsflash. You're not going to get paid by this place.
Are you working now, Dave?
They're not going to hire you.
Are you working now?
No, I'm not.
Well, why don't you just try working for them for whatever? If they're saying this group pays this and this group pays that, they're a broker. Why don't you just try working for them for a week and see what you get paid?
He's not going to get hired. He's been writing threatening letters to the recruiter.
Maybe so or maybe not. I'm trying to come up with a system for him.
There's a system. You apply for the job and then you patiently follow up maybe once after a week and ask nicely, hey, have you had a chance to review my application
yet?
I've heard that.
Dave, you don't find that stuff out until you get hired or right beforehand. Thanks for the call tonight. Good luck. You're going to need it. 855-450-FREE. You can take control here. If you've got any job tips you want to give Dave, you're welcome to call in. Coming up, the Silk Road, the Pirate Bay. We're going underground. It's Free Talk Live.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cap fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in the convertible.
New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write worms in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.